DeAndre this year, especially near the goal line?
He's got a nose for pay dirt. He's certainly a guy that wants to get in that end zone. You know, we saw it last time we played the Chiefs, and he ran one of our one-back powers in there and then got in there the other day against the Giants. You know, he's a guy that definitely is going to fight hard to get in that end zone.
Marshawn, game flow, or what also seems to be a real gaining comfort with his offensive line and just familiarity with playing them. He seems more comfortable overall. What have you seen just in terms of how he's become acclimated to his blockers and linemen?
Yeah, it's been good to see him develop that chemistry and that patience with some of the scheme. And as you said, he's been getting more opportunities, you know, as the game is dictated. And so it's been nice to see them kind of gel together. I think it's a combination of him and the offensive line really moving that line of scrimmage gives him a little bit more of an avenue towards some of those holes. So excited to see that trending in the right direction.
Jack has referenced these past three games for Marshawn really ever since he got back from that suspension. It's just kind of, you know, just kind of a different Marshawn in some capacity. What have you seen from him over this span?
Yeah, he definitely has an energy to him, you know, and a sense of urgency that I think is contagious. And it's been fun to watch his influence on the young guys around him, not just in the running back room, but, you know, his practice habits and attention to detail down the stretch here. Hopefully it's something that permeates the rest of the offense, and we're able to see that, you know, character-wise throughout the group.
Sort of learning curve for you as a play caller about figure out what worked well with him, what didn't work well with him, maybe early in the season, that you now have a better sense of what you can do with him?
Yeah, as far as a learning curve, you know, that's something that I want to maintain throughout my career. Hopefully I'm never done learning lessons and getting better. So there's certainly opportunities there for me to be more efficient with him and figuring out what he likes and doesn't like. But I think that's true with any player. You know, I think whether it's Derek and what route concepts he likes, or Amari and what route tree fits him best, you know, I always need to be on top of refining that and kind of polishing that down. So there's definitely an element of that with Marshawn, and figuring out what has worked for him and what doesn't necessarily work for him as well, and try to, you know, emphasize the things that work.
Looking back, did the bye week do the running game some good? Since then, it's been pretty efficient.
Yeah, certainly been able to pare things down a little bit, but also, you know, work on getting some things done out of different formations or different personnel groupings, highlighting the stuff that we think puts us in the best possible position to execute. So to answer your question in a word, yes.
You guys ran a screen on which you got 7 yards in the first quarter for Darrell. Mm-hmm. And then late in the fourth quarter, you guys flipped that play. You added Seth into the mix. You changed up what you guys did with Donald. You went more downfield. That obviously resulted in the big gainer. What happened on the sideline just in terms of the process of drawing that up?
Yeah, great communication throughout. So as always, going through the drive of you, you know, looked at the Polaroids or the tablet. No longer Polaroids, but yeah, thanks. I used to run those back in the day as an intern. But, you know, Derek and I were looking at the tablet, you know, and he said, man, if we could just get that end blocked, you know, I think we'd be out the gate, and kind of started the chain of communication down the line and how we would adjust that, which is something we try to do, you know, not just with screenplays, but every play, you know, look for ways to make it better based on what they're doing. So brought everybody into the mix and tried to get it all coordinated, as my title would dictate, and thankfully it worked.
You guys obviously didn't rep that play out of that formation, as far as I know. It sounded like it was pretty on the fly. Yet the execution, I mean, Seth took out the end, and Donald, what does that say, I suppose, about everyone's ability to execute on the fly?
Yeah, it definitely speaks volumes to their attention to detail. You know, it was really just a tweak of an existing scheme that we have. But what was nice was seeing that guys can handle those kind of tweaks. It gives you confidence in the future that if you want to make a slight adjustment to something in the midst of a game, that you're able to do it and not, you know, be crossing your fingers and hoping that everybody, you know, has the assignment down.
Cooper Pratt out, missing a lot of the last two games. You guys with multiple tight ends a lot more often. What did you like about how that worked? Is that something maybe you could go with more often even when those guys come back?
Yeah, first of all, I commend Clive. You know, did a really nice job of stepping in and really being the matchup to help get us sparked there after a little bit of a dry spell. So he did a nice job of working throughout the week, knowing his assignments and such. But, you know, we feel like we have a really talented offensive roster. It's just a matter of getting guys into positions to make plays, whether it's 12 personnel, 11 personnel, 13 personnel, and then executing those plays when given the opportunity. So I think Clive is a good example of that. He was afforded an opportunity to make some plays, and he was ready to execute and make his plays.
Jack mentioned how originally it wasn't Cordarrelle as the gunner just because you guys wanted to save him for, I guess, the offensive load he was going to get. When he expressed that he wanted to still do on special teams, how okay with you or cautious were you with that?
If somebody came and checked with me about his role on special teams, it would be the first time. So I was I was fine with it. No, he's a warrior, and he just wants to help the team win in any way he can. It really speaks volumes to his competitive spirit and character. You know, CP has been a great addition and somebody that I hope young players look at and say, you know, I'm not just a special teams player. I'm not just an offensive player. I'm a Oakland Raider, and I got to do anything I can to help this team.
Is it a testament of anything that in now consecutive games in the fourth quarter, Cordarrelle's had a gain of more than 50 yards that has directly resulted, whether or not you guys were able to close out the game or not?
Yeah, I think, you know, very directly in the Denver game with sealing up that 4 minute, which was a great play between he and Derek, you know, and then and certainly being the spark to ignite that scoring drive with, I think, maybe 5 minutes to go in the game against the Giants. So he's a guy that obviously is developing more of a rapport with Derek, whether it be because of injuries or just because of more time on task with Derek and building that chemistry and trust. He's been a guy that's shown up in a playmaking spot for us. And I think that, you know, history tends to repeat itself. And when you find a guy that you can go to in clutch time, he winds up being someone you look for down the road.
How nice is it to have Crabtree back in the mix, and how do you measure his value to game planning?
Yeah, it's great having him back out of practice. You know, brings an energy and brings a personality that kind of gets guys going a little bit, you know, and makes it fun, you know, to be out there. But it's certainly awesome to have his talent back, you know. He is such a talented and gifted pass catcher that, you know, it's nice to be able to see him leading the line in individual and running routes and looking like a all-pro guy.
How would you assess the season that Rodney Hudson's had so far, and are there areas where you've seen him improve from last year?
Yeah, Rodney, first of all, he is the staple that's holding this thing together. You know, he is so smart and so gifted in terms of IDing defenses and making the protection calls and the run game calls and all that. He is a tireless studier, a guy that just works and grinds, you know, and is a great example to those around him. But I think that, you know, you've seen him grow in his comfort level even in the things we're doing schematically, so that he's able to ID things properly, get us into the right spots and the right combinations. You know, he's a warrior. He's an old soul. You know, you spend some time around him and you feel like you're talking to your 50-year-old uncle. But, you know, he's definitely a guy that kind of is the glue of this thing.